Greetings one and all. Happy Friday. Happy Good Friday to everyone. We give thanks to the Almighty for all he's done and all he's doing. It is idleness 1 year and I'm coming at you. And I'm just here today on Friday, early start, because there is so much to do, so much to say. I'm happy it's Easter. Again, it's one of the best time of the year. It's one of the most joyous time of the year. And I'm giving God thanks because out of all the holidays, out of all of the celebrations, Easter is the best holiday for me. I love Easter. And without Easter, I don't know what or where I would be. What would Jesus be without Easter? Crucified, died, and resurrected, descended into hell, took the keys from Satan, loosed the saints, and ascended up into heaven for 40 days and 40 nights. And interceding for the saints, sent the Holy Ghost like cloves of fire upon the head of the apostles. And as we speak, he's sitting at the heavenly realm, waiting for his return to take his beloved home. So God is good, God is great, God is merciful, God is wonderful, God is so magnificent, and I'm thanking God for his blessing. Glory be to God, hallelujah, amen. God, you're wonderful, God, you're magnificent, God, you're great. There is none like thee in all the earth. I thank you, Father, for what you're doing now. What you're doing now. I may not understand it. I may not be able to comprehend it all. But I know that one thing for sure, we win. We win. We win. At the end of the end, after it's all said and done, we win. Amen, amen. You are the great God. You are the great God of our flesh. You are Jehovah. You are Yahshua. Yamashiach. You are the bright morning star. You are the great physician. You are the lamb and the lion. You are the great shepherd. You are the I am that I am. The beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. You are God, mighty in battle and mighty in war. You are Lord above all. You are God of our flesh. God is able, God is able, God is able, God is able, God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I ask or even think. God is able this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for Good Friday. Though it may be bad in the eyes of men, it is good in the eyes of the Lord. Because you took upon us the sins of the world and you bore the nails through your flesh. God, today we will delve into the matter as paying homage to your burial and your crucifixion. And also the resurrection. Lord, it is hard sometimes to put into words why we love thee so, because we know that you were oppressed and suppressed and rejected, abused and misused, lied upon. You were wrongly convicted. And we know, Lord, that it doesn't make sense, but to them that are of the Spirit, they understand that all things are working out for good. We read on the stories of the Gospels. We read upon the Messiah, the King of the Jews. We read upon how you were betrayed and how you even foresaw the coming of your death, and you asked God, take this cup from me, if it be all possible. And God, we knew that you were human enough to die and God enough to rise from the grave. Lord, we do these things and we ask for thy blessing. So much other things we could talk about, so much other ways we could go. But Lord, we know that this is a key point in our faith. And we ask that you just help us, help our friends near and far to understand what it means to be a part of this Christianity, Christendom, what it means to be a part of the body of Christ. Unfortunately, not everyone is a part of the body. Unfortunately, there are they who would want to keep heaven to themselves. But glory be to God, they are not Jesus. Glory be to God, they are not God. Glory be to God, they are neither the Holy Spirit. But they are but dust, just like I am God. So no partiality, no favoritism, no holding on to the M of any pastor or mother or father court. But all shall be judged the same, and all shall come in the same way. And some may leave a different way, but all must enter through the gate of Zion. And I thank God for that. I thank God that the sun shine on me and the sun shine on them. I thank God that His word is final and nobody else's word can override it. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. So we thank God for Good Friday, Easter Friday. And we thank God for the Easter Saturday, but especially for the Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. We thank God for the Sabbath, for we know that He rested on the Sabbath. And we know God did His perfect work on the Sabbath. So Lord, just take us through this journey, take us through the things that we do not understand. Take us through, God, the steps as you walked down that winding street, the Viva della Rosa, the way of sorrows, the stations of the cross. Take us through, God. Help us to understand what you had to bear. Even before that, when you were beaten, by the Roman soldiers, and this, you had the scars to prove it, that tore your flesh. 40 stripes save one. Lord, help us to remember the pain that you bore. Lord, help us to remember the denial of your disciple Peter as the cock crowed 3 times when you were in the dungeon cell awaiting your judgment. Help us to remember, God, the 2 thieves that was on the cross. One heart was hardened and the other one was repentant. And you said, today you'll be with me in paradise. Help us to remember, God, how they bore your side with the spear, and water and blood came out of your ribcage. Help us to remember when you asked for water, they gave you vinegar. When they put upon your head a crown of thorns, and they put a sign over your head, here is the King of the Jews, Ire. Lord, help us to remember these things when you gave up the ghost, and the heavens cracked with thunder and lightning, and the earth shake and rent the veil in two on the Mount Calvary, Golgotha. Hallelujah. And the blood dripped down upon the mercy seat. Glory to God. In the Ark of the Covenant. Help us to remember, God, that even the Romans said, what manner of man was this? That even the sky turned black and the earth quaked. This must be the Son of God. You understand? So, Lord, all we take time this morning, we take time to give God glory. We take time to remember. Because there will be a day when we will remember no more. There will be a time when we cannot talk about Christ no more. But glory be to God, that time has not come yet. And even in these precursor days of the end time, we must use them wisely and use them to our best ability. Lord, we're going to do a series. We ask for your blessing. We ask for your touch. We ask for guidance. Because even me, I need the guidance, God. I need the guidance. Because this is going to be my first talking about this series, Unwired series, The Stations of the Cross, Easter. And also Passover. We just left Palm Sunday. And Lord, we need insight, we need understanding, we need divine intervention. Yes, God, we pray for the sick, and we pray for them that need healing. We pray for those that are unemployed, that need jobs and need income. We pray for the mother who's seeking to feed her child. We pray for the father who's seeking to feed their family. We pray for the children who are working hard to be good children to their parents. Lord, we pray for the family who depends upon the land as a source of income. We pray for the young adults who take care of their parents. Lord, we are praying for the body, oh God, the whole body, the ailments. We are praying for healing, the sickness. We are praying for restoration. We're praying for the family, the husband and the wife and the husband. Lord, we know sometimes it is a challenge, and the only solution is to run. But God, give them the heart to stay and work it out. Pray and seek the Father for solution, divine solution. Lord, we pray for our brothers and sisters who are living in oppressive states and oppressive countries. We pray, God, that they will receive justice in their daily endeavors. We know, God, some are trapped, some have no means of exit. But God, we know you have something greater for them to do. We pray for your divine angels to cover them and keep them. Keep them, God, under your perfect peace and perfect protection. We know the earth is running red. We know confusion on every side, perplexed on every side. We know the enemy want to take some and want to leave some. The enemy is like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So much things are happening in these times. So much things are happening that cannot be explained. So much things are happening, God, that only you can fix. We pray, God, the great fixation, fix it for us. Whatever, Lord, got to get left, let it be left. And whatever must stay, let it stay. We pray, God, divine protection, divine healing, divine inspiration, divine motivation, divine elevation, God, for your people in the name of Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for his holy word. Thank God for the anointing that break the yoke. Thank God for the joy of the Lord that is our strength. Thank God for his resurrection power. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, mighty in battle, mighty in war. The God of our flesh, the God of the morning and the God of the evening, the God of day and the God of night, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Glory be to the name of Jehovah God. So I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing now and what you're continuing to do now. I thank you, God, for destiny and purpose and for calling. I thank you for the anointing that break the yoke, that break chains and fetters and bind strong men and pull down principalities and powers and wickedness in high places. The anointing that break the yoke, I thank you, God, for all things come from thee. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, God, that you put roof over our head and clothes on our back. Thank you, God, that you have kept all our faculties in working order. No complaints. Thank you, God, that you can fix whatever is broken. My God, you can resurrect whatever is dead. My Lord, you can do the impossible. There is nothing too hard for thee. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for parting Red Seas and raining down manna from heaven. Thank you, Jesus, for feeding 5 loaves and 5,000. Thank you, God, for turning water into wine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the excellent work that you are doing in our life. It may seem like it's forever, but God, give us a little more patience to hold on. It may seem like it won't come true, but God, I pray for extra patience to hold on, to trust the more with great faith, like that of Noah, like that of Abraham, like that of Isaac and of Jacob. Great faith. I won't let go till you bless me. I won't let go till you bless me, Lord. In the name of Jesus, give us a new walk and a new talk and a new look. My God, give us more heart of faith and more heart of hope and more heart of inspiration. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Deal with us like a father to a son, like a father to a daughter. Deal with us like your children, God. We know not what the future holds, but we know who holds the future. And we thank you, God, for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We forget not your are a good God. We forget not that you are also a terrible God. For Pharaoh can testify and Sodom and Gomorrah can testify. Jezebel and Ahab can testify that God, you are a terrible God. The Philistines can testify and the Samaritans can testify that you are a horrible God, a terrible God. Lord, help us to stay on the winning side. Help us to stay upon the side of the Almighty. Let us not give in. Let us not give up. For we know the devil wants to see us down. But God, I pray up, up, up. Keep us up. Pray us up. Keep us praying high and lifted up. Lord, keep us praying for victory, for triumph, for righteousness. Lord, keep us up, up, up. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you for the anointing that break the yoke. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for Good Friday. Lord, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Going out and coming in, I'm blessed. Rising up and laying down at night, I am blessed. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for the stations of the cross. Thank you, God, for the way it went down, even in spite of the disappointments. Oh God, thank you for the passion of Christ. Thank you, God, that this too shall pass. Hallelujah, this too shall pass, and victory is mine. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Ghost, because many cannot pray. Many cannot pray, but let this prayer go up for them who cannot. Oh God, I pray for them who cannot pray for themselves. God, we pray that Victory is theirs. Victory is theirs. Victory to the father and to the mother. Victory to the daughter and the son. Victory to the family. Victory to the unemployed. Victory to them who seeking justice. Victory, oh God. Victory over their enemies. Victory over their poverty. Victory over their sickness. Victory, Holy Spirit, victory. I pray in the name of Jesus, for we trust in God. We don't trust in man. We trust in the Lord, and the Lord shall see us through. We pray because we know that where there is a threefold cord, it is not uneasily broken. We pray because the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We pray because that is the weapon of choice. Hallelujah. Men ought to pray and pray exceedingly. Oh God, we pray this morning because we know the enemy cannot touch it. Hallelujah. The enemy cannot stop it. Hallelujah. The enemy tried to stop Daniel from prayer, but Gabriel broke through and said, man of God, your prayer would have been answered 21 days ago, but the forces of darkness hindered me. God, break every force of darkness this morning. Bind every force of darkness. Let the prayers of the righteous avail much this morning in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, I pray this morning. I don't know if this prayer is for the radio waves, God, but whosoever hear it at the sound of my voice this morning, Lord, loose the heavens that their prayer may get through. In the name of Jesus, somebody want to break addiction. Somebody want to break the lying spirit. Somebody want to break the scamming spirit, the carnal spirit. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of Jezebel, I got to be broken by fire this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, give them the victory that was won upon the cross, the Holy Ghost power that break chain, that break fetters, that break yokes, that break burdens and curses from generations ago. Generational curse be broken by fire. I put it upon the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory to God this morning. God, before us, who can be against us? Whom God select, no man reject this morning. I bind every lying spirit. I bind the spirit of Antichrist. I bind the spirit of the demonic elements that seek to steal, rob, and kill, and destroy destinies and purposes and hope yet unborn. The devil is a lie this morning. Satan is a lie this morning. The Bible says, store not treasures in earth, but store up your treasures in heaven. This morning, in the name of Jesus, he said, I go to prepare a place for thee. For in my Father's house is many mansions. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or even think. Glory to God. It took me a while, God, to let go of this world, to let go of that which I thought was important to hold on. Thank you, Jesus. But now I know if something broke, it don't bother me if something left. It don't bother me if something get taken. It don't bother me if something that is out of my control. It don't bother me at all. In the name of Jesus, just don't try to take my life. Don't try to take my salvation. Don't try to take my blessing. Don't try to take my anointing. Because you will rile up one man of God. You rile up one child of God, and I know what it takes to keep it under the anointing. I know what it takes to keep it under God's anointing, God's watch, in the name of Jesus. That's why I pray the way I pray, because the enemy does what? Come to rob, steal, and to destroy. And I can't be found wanting. I can't be found without. I can't be found without. Because God knows I got to tell the people about what the Lord is doing. Sometimes I'm silent. And sometimes I got a lot to say, but I'm always talking with the Lord. I'm always seeking His face. And today I have no problem telling my subscribers, telling my people, God is still on the throne. God had to go through what He had to go through so that we could be a part of what He is doing. In this life, God's plan in this life is greater than any YouTube channel, any social media. God's work is great, and it is exceedingly abundant above all that we ask or think. Now, I don't always talk about God, but I try to keep God at the forefront of what I'm doing. God is the author and the finisher of my faith. He's the author and finisher of this channel. He's the author and finisher of my work and my content. He gives me the inspiration. He gives me the motivation. Not AI, not algorithm, not people who I associate. Because I know God before me know them people where me associate with on this platform. Me know God long time. And me know God, and me and God have a good relationship. You understand? Now, the reasons that I have for sharing Him is because even if I don't ever meet you guys, you must know that, hey, I at least know God. I tell is no God. And there is much more to the story, but I tell is no God. And this is God's time. This is God's weekend. This is God's revelation. And this is God's spirit. And I thank God for waking me up this morning. As a matter of fact, me no sleep since last night. Me no know what it is about Easter. But when Easter in me is like, me just get a double anointing. Every time it come around, I get a double anointing. I remember so many things in me. I remember my grandparents, my ancestors. I remember the times when me was young to now even my immediate families are dying off, and I remember all of them. Remember my mother. I remember everything. You understand? So this is like, it's not like Christmas. It's not like Thanksgiving. You know, them things that you can sleep and wake up. But you see, when they talk about resurrection weekend or resurrection holiday, Easter holiday, you understand? Because I don't even really like to say Easter. It's just that when we was young, we never know better. We used to just say Easter, but a really resurrection. Resurrection time. The Passover. Right? When I see the blood pass over. Right? The angel of death have a time that he's working in the old days, and this was the time when the angel of death came during Passover. But then the angel of life and death, the God of life and death, told the angel of death to sit down. Glory to God. He said the God of life and death told the angel of death to sit down. Can you imagine? He said, I have all power in my hand to lay down my life and to take it up again. Jehovah. May I tell you? Jesus. Yeah. So me just something about the whole of God. It's just got me in awe. You know, every time I think it, it just keep me up. It keep me up, up, up. You understand? And then I was looking at this man on YouTube. We're taking me around Jerusalem and Bethlehem. The city of David, showing me the gates, the east gate and the west gate, and the north gate and the south gate and the western wall, and the people them was on Shabbat, Passover, the ear, the whole, the sunlight, and show your Mount Zion, and you show your Calvary. He show you the Armenian quarters, the Roman quarters. He show you all the denominational quarters, the Muslim them in Jerusalem, in Israel. Me never go Israel yet in my life. Shalom. Me never go Israel yet in my life. But me see it on YouTube. And every time you see it, the mountains, right? The Kidron Valley, all of that inner Jerusalem, city of David, the synagogue, the third table, the third temple, the temple mount. The man, I show you everything. I walk around, you know. Within camera, then show you Gethsemane where Jesus prayed today, last night, right? Monday, Thursday, in prayer last night, because today I'm standing up before Pontius Pilate and the Jew them, and them are gonna beat him and then send him out to be crucified. So in walk all the Viva de la Rosa too. Yes. The way of sorrows. So it is what me I said to you people. That me not think me could have given no script today. As much as I wrote down, I had some things wrote down by you know, what me know and what me can get at. But me couldn't give you no script today. Maybe later on in the part 2, But for this part one, this is just the outline and the summary of God's goodness and what the Palm Sunday Passover week will lead into Resurrection Weekend. Right? What is it about? These are high holy days, high spiritual manifestation are going right now. Whether you want to believe it or not, high spiritual manifestation are going right now. Whatever fi loose, I fi loose. And whatever I fi bind, I fi bind. Whether you want to believe it or not, from the time Passover, the first Passover, right? From the first Passover till now, whatever I fi loose, I fi loose. And whatever I fi bind, I fi bind. No lie, no joke, a real thing. Read it for yourself. From out of the bondage of Exodus till now, the cross of Jesus Christ, whatever I fi loose, I fi loose. And whatever I fi bind, I fi bind. So we don't take this as very lightly. We don't take it very lightly. We take it with all seriousness, and we understand God's blessings, and we understand the power and the supernatural. We understand it very clear. We don't have to make it spooky. We don't know where them spooky people then come from. We don't have to make it spooky and frighten nobody. You write it at the word of God. Take your time, read it, understand it. I know, say your faith increase, because you cannot have faith without it increasing. If faith decreases because you're not reading the word and you don't understand it, you don't have a clue. You hear a story, like when me I tell you a story, but that now got increase your faith. Increase your faith by study. Study, 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 study your word. Right? When your faith increase, the word in you, the word become a part of you. So if you even lose the book, or then say tomorrow I'll book ban, no problem, because the word in you, your faith increase. You understand? And it give you power. That's why him say, behold, I give thee power to tread upon serpent and scorpion. Yeah? Wait, let me tell you. You can't get that power unless you know the word of God. Unless you know God's word inside you. You may not can read, but you can recite. Glory to God. Because I know my people. My people will go through many hardship, many trial and tribulation. You may not cannot read, but you can recite, memorize, recite of the word inside you. You may not can spell right good, but no problem. Memorize and recite the word inside. Keep it inside you. Yeah, you know my people, trust me. We know the hardship we go through. We know the pain and the suffering we go through. The games the enemy play that try to deter your destiny. But the devil is a liar this morning. Satan is a liar this morning. No weapon formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that rise up in judgment, let them fall like fire. We send back every arrows. We send back every plot, every scheme to the sender. Every booby trap, every plot, every scheme, we bind that right now. Every strong man, we curse that by fire. We send it back to the enemy this morning. Fire your weapons upon your own self. For the blood of Jesus come against you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know what I'm saying? When you see life, when you live a little and you see life, life is nothing but pattern and cycle. Pattern and cycle. And sometimes the pattern them must be broken and the cycle must be broken. If it start a new pattern and a new cycle. You understand what I'm saying to you? It is in the word. You just have to read it and understand and live a little. Sometimes you have to put life in a slow drive. You cannot go life high speed. When you go life in high speed, sometimes you miss some things. You miss some things because you're just constantly going in high speed. And even though you're missing it, it is still cycles and it's still patterns. But when you put it in slow speed, because sometimes, oh no, God have to put you in a slow speed too. You can't just keep on and go high speed and then God will give you time until he say, yo, slow down a little bit. You know what? Slow down. And put you in a slow speed. But when you put you in a slow speed, no, enough to cry and boo-hoo and say, woe is me. It's not that. It is for you to look at what is going on. Is it a cycle? It is a pattern. It can be broken. And you can start new cycles of blessing, new patterns of blessing. But you have to know God for yourself. You have to read his word. You have to manifest God's blessing. And you have to say, today is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Simple as that. And you go through, cut through. No watch, no fears. Sometime, just your fears alone you have to watch. And you have to tell your circle, enough is enough. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Don't perplex my tranquility, because today is the Lord day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm breaking cycles and I'm breaking patterns. Every day you are you giving praises to the devil, I say. Not that Bob Marley did say. Anyway. Get up every day, you're giving praises to the devil. I say. Yeah, why I give praises to the devil, I say, every day. You know what I'm saying? You have to break cycle and you have to break pattern, man. Cho-cho. So, God can break it if you allow him to break it. And then he will give you some new pattern, a new cycle, a blessing. When you start fit, speak the word and live the word. You understand? You may not can live everything in the word, right? Because we are human, we sleep. But you can speak God's word every day. You can speak it. Even when you sleep, if you not live the word 100%, you can still speak it. And the more you speak it, the more you can live it. You understand? Because it's instruction. And then when you know, say you're instructed by God's word, right? You say, boy, look, me not think for myself again, too tough. Me, I think out of the mind of Christ, right? Me, I think out of the mind of Christ. And me, I speak out of the mouth of Christ. You understand? Then me can work it. A closed mouth nah go get nothing done. You have to speak to get it done. Sometimes we have to bad up yourself. Sometimes we have to rough up yourself. Because this flesh, it already warring with us. It warring with the spirit every day. But you see, if me they listen to the spirit and say, oh, later me I go talk to the people them, would I have talked to you? Probably not. I would have missed out on my Friday blessing with you guys. I know that is true. Because the spirit warring with the flesh. So I just have to speak it out. I may just hit the button. I may just start record. I may just keep talking. I may just say, God, help me through this first 5 minutes. Help me through this another 5 minutes. Help me to go to the 15 and 20, 25 and 30 until me reach an hour. Because me can't do it without you, God. Me can't go no further without you. I real. The studio no hook up right. The laptop no hook up right. My microphone no hook up right. My camera no hook up right. But God, you're right on time. Even if the material things them not in right place. The pot empty. But God, you give me the water for boil. Let me boil and put something in the pot. Me have to build up my faith. You understand? The job not there, but God, me have on the phone and Lord, he ready for business. Let the phone ring in Jesus' name. Build up the faith. Build up the faith. Me not feel too well. But God, by God's grace, me still have another 24 hours. Give me the strength to go through the day. You understand? Build up the faith, man. Faith is the most highest commodity on earth. Them say diamond and gold are highest commodity. But me not mess with that because man can't take that. But no man can take my faith. My faith full pack in storage, full pack, excess. No man can take my faith. You can take my earthly position. You cannot take my faith. My faith is what carry me through. Faith make demon crumble. Faith make the impossible seem possible. Plenty of time, plenty of testimony where faith move mountain, man. Believe me when me tell you. Me see some people, I do some things to build them business. Me nah do it. Me nah say it nah work. It can work, but for me, me prove God. Me prove God for my things. I may know that long. You know what me is? Me old enough. But me I tell you the truth. Me believe in myself. And the God in me before me go believe in that people, because the arms of flesh will fail you. Them fear Jesus Christ. The arms of flesh fear Jesus Christ. Why wouldn't it fail me? So me just see myself the disappointment. Me not go say me not a friend and me not go work with. Me work with people. But I'm just saying what works for me doesn't work necessarily for everybody else, and what work for everybody else don't necessarily work for me. So I put my faith in God. I trust God. You understand? I may not leave no room for the enemy to come in and cause no confusion, because everything starts with God and ends with God. You understand? There was a time, me tell you. Hallelujah. Me grew up in the church, you know. Me grew up in the church. And me used to be one of them people who send praises and big up pastor and all these things. And big celebration, you know, me getting out of the spirit because the whole congregation in the spirit, you know, yearly thing, celebrate pastor. And it wasn't even so back in the days, you know, it was like it started like later on, where then they start do these little things where it really is, you know, because it wasn't even so. We appreciate him, we love him. He had been wife and thing, but it was never a big thing. You know what I'm saying? It was never a big thing. And then as years progress, it started to get big now, where they might keep, you know, banquet and these things. And yeah, you know, you follow the congregation, right? Because now you don't want to be left out. And may I tell you the truth? For what the man of God do for all the year, he was appreciative. I was appreciative. But me know, no, that was a one way looking in. Me did kind of wonder how I look on the outside looking in. You know what I'm saying? Because the outside I look in, but the inside, how it looking out. That is what I meant to say. How the inside looking out. And we used to say, boy, you know, because let's not fool ourselves. We know, say, most of the man of God, them live better than most of the congregation. You understand me? Just real about it. Me not going to dance around it. And none of my feel away. If you even listening this long, just like, share, and subscribe. Go to Italist One. I am Italist One. Listen to the podcast. Hit it, go to the link in the bio, and you can subscribe to the other channels. If you want to send contribution to the channel, I appreciate it. Our proceeds will be going to the channel to better the works and make some more greater content. Thank you very much. Yeah, let us not fool ourselves. Yeah, we know that most man of God, especially if them congregation are do very well, I live better than most people in the congregation. And mind you, you know, that has been the case for a very long time in these modern times, not in Jesus' day though. But in these modern times, you know, that has been the case, you know. And people actually exalt the man, you know, like a little mini pope, you know me I say, and to the point where now we see it in his current time, where pastor, the whole ideal of being a pastor now is a big responsibility, but at the same time people are taking to the next level where them are worship man, and man is a man, you know me I say, and man of facts, you know. And I blame some of these pastors because they know say them not be worshipped. They know the Bible say not take nothing and make idol all time. And they allow it, and they allow it to the point where they become blinded by it. So a lot of these people, you know, God go deal with them. And we even see it now in this time, God is dealing with a lot of these preachers, because when them fear lead God, lead God people to God, them a lead God people to them, and God not pleased with it. And a lot of them people here so fool, them are sheep led to the slaughter, right? Them all going right over into the precipice, to the pits of hell. And when they reach there, them vex, because when them fear worship God, them worship the pastor, and nothing go so in the book. Nothing go so. Even Jesus himself say, when they go up on the mountain and the sons of thunder say, who was James and I think it was John, and he said, Lord, should we build an altar here for you, Moses and Elijah? He said, no, don't be no altar for me and no altar for Moses. And don't you dare do that. If anything, you give praises to God. Get up off your foot, man. You understand? So, this is what the church is doing. And me just never feel right. You know what I'm saying? Forgive me. You know, someone I go say, this brother don't know him at all, but really. But this is just my opinion. And because me study the word for so many years, even though me kind of ease back off. It in me. Faith in me. So nobody can. He understand. Nobody can come. If you come, you better come good. You understand? I mean, I say me know everything, but when the spirit and me connect, it just flow out of my belly like rivers of living water. You understand? And me not have a problem. I'm open to learning, but I've been studying for a very long time. So, you know, that is scripturally though, you understand? Historically, I'm okay, but scripturally, I'm very sound. You understand? And when I deal with God, I deal with the spirit first, you understand, of the word. Because the word is written in a book, but there's a spirit in the book. You understand? And we deal with spirit. So, what I'm saying is, you know, thank God for his spirit. Right? Even Jesus himself obeyed the spirit. Right? He wrestled in the flesh. But he obeyed the spirit of God, right? And so we too, as we look on this Passover, right? We look on this resurrection week. The whole spirit of God, God's plan for his people, it include you and me. It include Israel. It include the sinner and the saint. You understand? Because we still sin daily. We still sin daily all the while we sinning. Whether it be in thought or action, we sin somehow, we sin. Our attitude. Sometimes we sin. Oh, so many ways. You know, so many ways. I can run it down, but I don't have the time. Right? I don't have the time. And that's another discussion. The different type of sins that men fall. Right? Even Miss Goody Two Show and Mr. Goody Two Show and Mr. Good Person and Mr. Nice Person, Mrs. and Mr. We are sin, and you'll be surprised if you don't repent. You can't go to hell for it. But that is another discussion. That is another discussion. Many sins out there. You're just fooling yourself because you say, I'm a good person. I'm a good person. That now I'm going to get you into heaven. I can guarantee you. And I can show you in the scripture. I can show you. You understand? So, we must repent daily. We sin daily, so we have to repent daily. You know, sometimes, you know, because we lack knowledge, the Bible says our people suffer for lack of knowledge. It is just a human defect. You understand? But when you get the knowledge, you must now get back in good standing. You understand? And you must try not to do the sin again. You know what I mean? So many I can run down. Like when I was coming up, it was very hard for me because it was so many things that Jesus himself and even the Lord would say that I found so hard. You know, and I agreed with them, yes, but then the hard part wasn't disagreeing with what they were saying. The hard part was repenting, because I had to keep on going back and saying, oh gosh, God forgive me, God forgive me, God forgive me. And I'm like, this can't done. But that is the truth, it cannot done until Jesus come. So even up to your last breath, you have to keep repenting. Unfortunately, that is the case. Repentance is a continual process. You understand? Even when you become good at being Christ-like, you still end up after repent. You understand? You still have to end up by repent. You know, because sometimes the good we do can do damage too. You know what I mean? Many a people, me growing up, meant well. You understand? Meant well. Meant the love of God. But their approach was so off that many fall away. Because they meant well, but their approach, right? Their approach, the whole understanding, and that come from, you know, whoever taught them, wherever they came out of, you know. And then they try to, because I come from that old school, you know, where those days nobody know where, you know, makeup and thing, and then we are long, you know, as the ladies, long frack. You understand? Those days, you know, I guess they was good, you know, but I'm just saying the era me come out of and to what is accepted today. Hi. That was a serious time, you know. And a lot of times it was just the approach. They meant well, you know, but the approach was already offensive. They didn't understand. So, you know what I'm saying? They didn't understand. Or if they did understand, they didn't care. You know, they didn't care enough to say or pray about it, you know, to say, give me the right approach. They were just throw book and judgment, you know, book and judgment. And when you throw book and judgment without no compassion, how can that work? Without no Jesus, how can it work? It cannot work, as the church is a hurting place, right? Jesus hurt on the cross. He hurt, you know. When he didn't get crucified, hurt for all the same thing where we've been talking about. Right? So though you might see your sister, your brother, looking a certain way, or acting a certain way, that is the grounds. The church is the grounds where you pray and ask God to fix it, give you the proper approach to fix it, right? So that it doesn't become a problem or you be held accountable for a soul that is lost. Because you go, you're held accountable for souls that you win, and you're held accountable for souls that are lost. Nobody can tell me, say, they're not, right? Because you have to interact. And every time you interact with your brother or sister on church grounds, you have to be very careful, because you're accountable for the soul, and whether it be good or bad, you can't get away from it. You're accountable. So I think though those days, you understand, were crucial time. A lot of times people walked away because of the approach. You understand? It was a different generation. It was a new generation. A lot of those people who were Christian disciplinarians in the church, a lot of them dead or gone now. Only a handful still alive. But most of them dead, gone. And, you know, they were God wrong or God right in what they were doing. But the approach, you know, the approach. And I will often wonder, you know, because when you're dead and gone, you want hopefully, you know, settle everything in this life. You understand? So I don't know. I don't try to be in that category. I don't worship no man of God, and I don't try to beat nobody over the head and things like that. You know, we bless the man of God, we appreciate the man of God, but the worshiping thing, you understand? Yeah, you know, I say, what kind of worshiping? But you know what I mean, worshiping, man. To the point where it coming like, you know, it's just not tolerable after a while. Because you see a lot of these things and it go to people's head. You understand? So, this is what take place in a lot of these churches now. You know, a lot of these churches, and you have to be careful, you know, you don't fall into those categories, because God will deal with those things, you know, and pray, say, when God will deal with it, you know, they're wrong. Yeah, look from a distance, you know, because, like I said, you must appreciate men of God. You know, and you must bless them whenever the Lord tell you to bless them. But no bother with the whole heap of excess. Because them think they are worshipping idolatry. And I find that in the church now, heavy. You know, maybe a little off topic, but forgive me. I just have to say that, and think it is Passover. We give God thanks. We give God praise for Passover, for His goodness and for His mercy. Yeah, we thank God for what he's doing, you understand? In this time, we see in Revelation and prophecy come to pass. And it's just a matter of time, any day now, any year, month now, any week now, any year now, it can all happen. Any day, any month, in a twinkling of an eye, it can all happen. So we have to be ready. You understand? We can still do a thing. You know, we can still do a thing that is pleasing to God. You understand? But we must be ready, right? We can't hold on to nothing too tight. Because we have a dead left it anyway. You understand? And, you know, we have to live like Jesus would want us to live. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it is difficult because we have to interact in this world and we have many different type of people in this world. You know what I'm saying? It is difficult. But we just try to emulate Christ. You understand? That is what Selassie did say. Selassie said, he believed in Jesus Christ and he believed that we should emulate Jesus Christ. You understand? He said it. You can go check it. Type it in your Google. That's what he said. We no downplay Selassie, you know. We no downplay him. He was a king, anointed by God. You understand, to be king. You understand? But he know who was the King of Kings. He was in Selassie. It was Jesus Christ. You understand? But we still love our people. You understand? And we love our God even more. So, you know, say might baffle you, some people might baffle, you know, but it's alright, it's okay. With time, everything is with time. Take your time. Nothing to bust your gasket about, nothing to bust your bubble about. Just take your time. You understand? Because we are a beautiful people, we have a lot of history, and we need to get it in order. You understand? We need to get it in order. Put everything in its appropriate place. You understand? And that is the problem. Our history is too scattered. It needs to be put together in an appropriate place so that when we say certain things, everybody don't get a hissy fit. Everybody don't blah, 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 blah. It is ridiculous. It's the same people we're talking about. We put everything in a proper place and we take confessions and professions, put them in a proper place. Nobody confused. Everybody know where everybody's falling. You understand? So, we love you guys, and yeah, look like the time we are running up. We're gonna just hopefully put some of it together, and we're gonna come back again and continue the conversation. But for now, we just lift up the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Again, this is I Am Italis 1. Thank you for coming in. Big up to all my subscriber them. Big up to all of the people who take time out to listen. Happy Friday. Happy Good Friday. Happy Resurrection Week. And we're looking forward to Shabbat tomorrow. Sabbath. And then Resurrection Sunday. We're looking forward to it. And then the following week, Pentecost Sunday. We say Pentecost, so same thing. Pentecost Sunday, right? which represent for some, you know, the fire of God coming down, speaking in tongues, you know. So it's supposed to be really 40 days after, but because, you know, I think some circles just do it right after, you know. So we just give God thanks for that, and yeah, we just keep going, you know what I'm saying? We keep going, guys. This is a real long one. I don't know if I'm gonna do anything else. I might, as the spirit move, because it's still kind of early for me, you know. It's still kind of early for me, and I have a whole lot of time. The only problem I have is now transferring it to the right platform. That is the big thing. So guys, just bear with me, you know what I mean? This one is the Stations of the Cross, Unwired, and this is series one. So I appreciate you guys, man. Just pray for me, pray for the family, pray for, got new things happening, and we need prayer, you know. We need prayer. I'm not going to stand here and say, hey, I don't need prayer. I need prayer. You know, just lift me up in prayer, man. God know me. God know me. I tell this one, he know me. So just lift me up in prayer, okay? And share me out. Like, leave a comment. I have to do a lot of work today too, with sharing out the content. So I'm going to be busy today. If I don't come on your lives, guys, don't worry. I got you in my prayers. Just pray for me too. I might leave a comment here and there for support, you know, but I can't really sit on the lives because they take up a lot of time. Or if I do, I leave it running and I go take care of something else. So don't feel no way like me don't support. You know, so me support enough back in the, you know, time when me have, you know, but right now me not have that time like that, a springtime, you know. I get ready for summer and I have a lot of plans that I'm doing. So guys, I will try, if you guys change up your live stream time and come on like at night time, I will more support you. The guys for the daytime, I will try, but I cannot participate, you know, like that. You know, because busy time. But if you come on in the night sometime, I will catch you. If I'm not sleeping, I will catch the live and I will support with you. But I can't sit on there and, you know, do all of them thing there. But live again, you know, time is fleeting. So just remember me, you know, and I don't forget, you know. For the non-subscriber or for the subscriber them who me subscribe to and wanna now participate and leave no comment and thing. And the reason why I'm saying this now, because going on 2-3 years now, everybody know the routine. Everybody know the routine. So this is not no feelings me attack, say me attack, because everybody know the routine. Oh no, I take up my space for my subscriber. Me have to let one go and let go some old subscriber who now follow the routine and put in some new subscriber. Unfortunately, me not get the reciprocation, me not get the love. You understand? But there's no feelings. Me love on the same way. Because you know, say me love on the, because you don't see me participate. And you don't see me live, do the routine. You don't see me doing the routine. But unfortunately, me have to free up and let some new subscriber come in. Right? I just saw the thing work. Me never want to do it, but the other day me scroll through I'm going to YouTube jail. I me have to make bail. Because the YouTube jail man say, I have to free up. So me just have free up the one them when I participate. Right? Or hold up me. I make me can't subscribe to new subscribers. So me have to free on up. And free me up. And then the new one them come in. Where, you know, are following the routine and being participative. Right? So don't feel no ways. I just saw it go. But me can't allow enough to jail me up. And me support to no do the routine back. You know that go. You know how that go. So me just a let you know. Say if you not see me or if you see something look kind of weird, so me sorry, me apologize from now, but you know, I just saw it go. Right, friends everywhere, friends all over the globe. This is a global thing, friends all over the globe. So no one particular person, right? Let me not talk the dialect, because you might think I'm just talking to Jamaican, but I'm not talking to Jamaican. I'm talking to everyone that is out there globally, right? If you are not participating in the YouTube street, right, for the YouTube state and the YouTube nation, then you put me in YouTube jail. And the jailer told me to make bail. I have to let some of those subscriber, non-participating subscriber, let them go so you can free up yourself. And that is all. All right. Love and all, I cook food. All right. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord face shine upon you. The Lord is faithful and his word is faithful. I thank God for you all. I appreciate you listening to me. Remember the stations of the cross, the Viva de la Rosa, the Way of Sorrow, right? The crucifix. Okay, remember God's people are everywhere. And we continue to do God's work, all right? God be with you. Bless you. Remember, I tell this one, I'm out.